You're listening to The Screen Show on RN. My name's Jason DeRosso and Alice Walker is here for Arts News. Hi, Alice. Politics and Hollywood colliding in a big way this week. What happened?
Universal Pictures has cancelled the release of The Hunt, a gory satire directed by Craig Zobel and starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank. The film follows a group of people from Republican states who are kidnapped and released in a clearing to be hunted down by liberals for sport. Marketing was suspended following the recent mass shootings in Texas, Ohio and California that left more than 30 people dead. President Donald Trump then over the weekend tweeted comments that don't identify the film by name but are assumed to be directed at The Hunt. He said, "The movie coming out is made in order to inflame and cause chaos. They create their own violence and then try to blame others. They are the true racists and are very bad for our country."
So what did Universal say?
The next day, the film was pulled and Universal Pictures released a statement that reads, "We stand by our filmmakers and will continue to distribute films in partnership with bold and visionary creators like those associated with this satirical social thriller, but we understand that now is not the right time to release this film." So the bottom line is the film won't be coming out in September as planned. If and when it will be released is anyone's guess.
Right. All right. Well, back home, tell me about this report that's just come out from Diversity Arts Australia.
So this is in partnership with Western Sydney University and BYP Group. And this report was launched on Wednesday by our own Beverly Wang from Stop Everything. It looked at the boards, executives and awards panels of 200 arts organisations considered leading or significant to find out what the representation is of culturally and linguistically diverse or CALD people at leadership level. For this study, CALD is defined as non-Anglo backgrounds separate to First Nations. So that equals 39% of Australians. But in arts leadership positions, CALD Australians only make up 9% of roles. That's the same for the screen and radio sector, which was analysed together, so production companies, funding bodies, TV stations and so on. And more than half of organisations across the arts had no CALD leadership at all, so not a single board member, director or judge. Lena Nahalus, Executive Director of Diversity Arts Australia, shared her reaction.
Well, like, we have been doing this work for a while at Diversity Arts Australia, and we've had these conversations with, you know, across various art form areas. We were aware that there was a lack of diversity, and one of the reasons that we decided to do this research was because we kept getting told that you need evidence. You can't say that without evidence. So we had a lot of anecdotal evidence, but we didn't have this kind of, you know, this kind of quantitative data, because this has never been done before in Australia. This is quite groundbreaking. I think my reaction was, I knew it was going to be not very good, but I didn't realise it would be quite this quite this bad in some areas.
The report does acknowledge efforts in the screen sector to tackle issues of diversity, particularly Screen Australia's targets around gender, but the CALD figures are pretty damning.
So what does the report recommend?
To improve these figures, Diversity Arts Australia wants to see national policy changes, diversity targets, more pathways and mentorships for CALD workers, and research into the barriers to inclusion. Here's Lena Nahalus again.
I guess we're hoping that this research will be an encouragement to organisations who want to make the change and need that evidence. And quite often, you know, in a lot of screen organisations and arts organisations, there are allies and there are people who want to make the change. And we're hoping that this gives people the push and the impetus they need to make that change. But we also are calling for series of recommendations, and we're asking that their publicly funded screen or arts initiatives have to be tied to meeting minimum diversity standards. So we are kind of really pushing for that. And, you know, we want to kind of work in partnership with the sector to take these recommendations off the page and, you know, into the world. So they're just not sitting on the pages of a report.
She says the Australia Council has already made a commitment to publicly report this year on who gets funding and how their organisations fare in terms of diversity.
All right. And just finally, very sad news about the passing of Ningaleh Lawford-Wolf.
The Wonka Junga actor is known for her roles in Rabbit Proof Fence, Brand New Day, Last Cab to Darwin, and ABC TV's recent production of Mystery Road. She originally trained as a dancer and performed with Bangarra Dance Theatre before moving to the stage and screen. And the 52-year-old was on tour with Sydney Theatre Company performing The Secret River in Edinburgh when she passed away on Sunday.
Yeah, 52, way too young. Vale Ningale Lawford Wolf. Alice Walker there with Arts News.